traumatic family line trauma. The most interesting cases of repeated life patterns occur in family line traumas. Our genes are not just some indication of whether we will inherit a blue eye or a brown eye. They hold so much information that is emotional as well. People can be quick to dismiss such details. However, scientists now have substantial evidence for epigenetics. Their research explains how depression, anxiety, alcoholism, and irrational fears can be passed down the family line. Many people find themselves with traits and behaviors that follow a pattern in karmic family line trauma and feel they don't get much relief from Western medicine. These traumas that are passed down the family line need a different kind of healing. When I say trauma, I mean mental and or physical abuse in the family line. So it could have been your mother, father, or their parents, and it is still affecting your energy in some way. It is like you can feel a heaviness in your family history, and it might not directly affect you, but in small ways it influences your behavior. Therefore, it is most noticeable when you see a repeated pattern from what they did in their youth to what you did in your youth. These are karmic patterns. Karmic patterns are meant to teach lessons. We are all connected, so it does not care if you repeat the mistake of your parents, even if it was not your lesson to learn. For example, if it was one of your parents' lessons to learn, then it played out through you. Since we are all connected, karma will have been serving justice, even if they did not learn it. However, we are all in high vibrational times right now, and the collective is waking up. We will no longer need to learn lessons that way. So, now we are learning to heal any and all family line karma with love and conscious awareness. The healing process. The healing process can be as simple as seeing the pattern and embracing forgiveness for them and for yourself, all while feeling love for them and yourself. This works very well because you are acknowledging the past and are moving forward with love in the future. But most of all, in the present moment. However, most times the healing process can be very long and painful. We humans aren't taught to be aware of family karma and its influencing presence in our behavior. So, when we do notice a pattern, we tend to blame them for our own misfortunes. It is this lack of love and forgiveness that prolongs the healing process and ultimately ending the karma. We are beings of love, and when we embrace that love, we are most powerful. We are most powerful enough to heal and end family karma through the whole genetic line. All it takes is compassion and a willingness to embrace pain for the strong release of healing oneself. We must also remember that pain is temporary and love is eternal. We might have been told growing up that it was the opposite, but that was only from the projection of their own fragmented self. Deep down, we know that love is the most powerful force in the universe. How to heal family karma? First, we must know the signs of when family karma is in effect. Some signs and symptoms of family karma are irrational fears, emotional ups and downs, being quick to anger, feeling easily insulted, feeling the need to control others, and having random aches and pains in the body when you get stressed. These are all triggers, and they are linked to family trauma in the genetic line. The key to healing the karma is by being aware of when you react in these ways or notice the pain in the body. Healing technique. As soon as you are aware of your mood swing, being quick to anger, the irrational fear or pain in the body, you must close your eyes and put your hand to your heart and imagine a bright, light coming from your palm and healing that pain. Then after, you say out loud, I forgive you. And I forgive myself. I love you. And I love myself. This phrase is very powerful. What gives it the ultimate power is your belief in the words. You must truly forgive yourself and love yourself. Karma ends when you embrace forgiveness and love. So, give this a try the next time you have your emotional ups and downs. Increase your free will by ending family karma. Blessed be everyone. Marbella.